Title: Amen. Reese Patch Slice Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a super practical drum and bass workflow in Ableton Live 12. We're going to slice an Amen break into a drum rack, layer a Reese bass that moves with it, and do it all without accidentally destroying our headroom. And quick framing for this lesson. Even though the Amen is a drum break, we're treating it kind of like a vocal phrase. It's transient rich, dynamic, and it can overload fast. Same mindset as vocals. Control peaks, keep clarity, and don't fix problems with a limiter. First, set up a clean, DNB ready project. Set your tempo to something in the 170 to 176 range. I'll pick 174 BPM. Now go to your master track. We're not mastering, we're building, but we do want a seatbelt. Drop a limiter on the master, and set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. That's it. Don't push into it. If you see that limiter doing more than about 1 dB of gain reduction during normal playback, treat that as a warning light, not a solution. It's telling you, pull things down earlier in the chain. Our goal while building is simple. Keep the master peaking around minus 6 dB. That's comfortable headroom for layering, processing, and arranging. Cool. Now let's bring in the Amen. Drag your Amen break onto an audio track. Click the clip, enable warp, and set warp mode to beats. For breaks, beats mode is a great starting point. In the beats settings, set preserve to transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70%. Higher values get tighter and more chopped. Lower values are looser and smoother. For now, a middle-ish, like 55. Now the fun part, slicing. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing preset, pick Transient, and create one slice per transient. Ableton will build a drum rack automatically, mapping slices across the pads. Before we do anything else, here's the first headroom win that beginners skip. Turn it down early. On the Amen drum rack track, add a utility at the end of the chain and set gain to minus 6 dB. You're not making it quiet, you're giving yourself room to work. The Amen has spicy transients, and if you start near zero, every layer will force you into limiting later. Now let's make the Amen punchy but controlled. On that Amen track, at EQ8 first, put a high pass filter around 30 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That removes sub-rumble that you don't need and that you definitely don't want eating headroom. If the break feels boxy or muddy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB, with a medium Q around 1.2. Don't hunt forever. Just a small cleanup. Next, add glue compressor. We're not trying to flatten the life out of it. We're just catching peaks. Set attack to about 3 milliseconds so some snap still gets through. Set release to auto, or somewhere between 0.1 and 0.3 seconds. Ratio at 2 to 1. Then lower the threshold until you're seeding about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. And be careful with makeup gain. If you turn makeup on and suddenly everything is better, it might just be louder. Keep makeup modest, or off. Optional next. Drum bus. This is where people accidentally blow their headroom, so we're going to be disciplined. Set drive somewhere like 2 to 6%, just for a bit of character. Leave boom off at first. Boom can eat headroom immediately, especially with an Amen that already has low-end thump. If you want more crack, you can bring the transient up maybe plus 5 to plus 15. Then, at the end again, use utility as your final trim. Aim for the Amen track to peak roughly between minus 10 and minus 6 dB on the channel meter. Remember, loud relative to itself, not loud on the meter. Quick coaching note, don't get fooled by faders. In live, you can pull a track fader down and think you fixed clipping, but you might be clipping inside the devices before the fader. So keep an eye on device output levels, especially after drum bus or saturator. That's why we like a utility at the end. It's your final trim, and it keeps gain staging honest. Alright, now the Reese. Create a new MIDI track, and load Waveitable. For a classic starter Reese, set oscillator 1 to a saw style wave, oscillator 2 also to a saw, and to tune osc 2 a bit. Add unison but keep it sane. 2 to 4 voices. Don't go full super saw yet. We're trying to win the mix, not win a who can eat the most headroom contest. Now build a headroom friendly processing chain. First, EQ8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz. That keeps the extreme sub controlled. If it's harsh, you can gently dip around 2 to 4 kHz, but only if it's actually annoying. Next, add saturator. Choose a mode like soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Soft clip is your friend here, because it tames peaks musically, especially on bass. Then add auto filter for movement. Use an LP24 filter. Map frequency to a macro or just automate it later. Think of a sweep range like 200 Hz up to maybe 2K Hz depending on how bright you want the bass. Keep resonance low, like 0.2 to 0.5. Now add utility at the end, and do the second big headroom win. Start the Reese quieter than you think. Set utility gain to minus 10 dB as a starting point. Seriously, Reese bass adds up fast, and if you start it too loud you'll end up carving and compressing just to survive. Also, be careful with stereo width. Wide bass can sound huge solo, and then collapse in a mix, and it drains headroom. For now, keep width around 80 to 100%. We'll get fancy later with mid-side, but the beginner rule is, keep the low end stable. Now we're going to slice the Reese so it grooves with the Amen, without clipping. Option A is the most beginner-friendly and most common in DNB, sidechain ducking. On the Reese track, add the regular compressor, not glue. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to the Amen drum rock track. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Set attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Set release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're seeing around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the Amen hits, what you're doing is making space for the transient spikes in the break. The bass breathes around the drums, and your mix gets louder in perception, without getting louder on the meters. That's the trick. Option B is a classic choppy feel. Auto pan as a gate. Drop auto pan on the Reese track. Set phase to 0 degrees, so it becomes a tremolo instead of panning. Change the shape towards square for a sharper gate. Set rate to synced 1/8 or 1/16. Then bring amount up somewhere, between 30 and 80% depending on how aggressive you want it. If you hear clicks with this method, that's normal. You're literally chopping audio. Two easy fixes. Either smooth the sound slightly with an auto filter after it, like a subtle low pass around 8 to 12 kHz, or later, resample it to audio and add tiny fades on the slices. Now let's set up buses, because this is where headroom starts feeling easy. Group your Amen track into a group called Breaks Bus. Group your Reese into a group called Bass Bus. On the Breaks Bus, add EQ 8 with a high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. Just as a safety cleanup, add glue compressor with very gentle settings, aiming for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. Then add utility for overall trim. On the Bass Bus, add EQ 8 and check for low mid buildup. Often, a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz clears up mud and makes the break feel louder. You can add glue compressor optionally, slowish, attack around 10 ms, release on auto and again only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then utility for trim. Now your main mix control is basically two faders, Breaks Bus and Bass Bus. This is a massive headroom saver, because you're not fighting 10 tracks all hitting the master. Here's a quick teacher trick for checking whether your groove is actually balanced, or just loud. Group the Amen and Reese together into one larger group if you want, and put a utility on that group. Do a silence check by toggling between 0 dB and minus 6 dB on that utility. If you turn it down 6 dB and the groove completely falls apart, what that usually means is you were relying on loudness instead of balance, transient shape, and arrangement. If it still slaps when quieter, you're mixing correctly. Now let's do a simple 16-bar arrangement, jungle style, without adding a ton of extra layers. Bars 1 to 4, Amen only. Let the groove establish itself. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the Reese with simple sustained notes and the sidechain. Keep it straightforward so the listener locks into the rhythm. Bars 9 to 12. Add Amen edits. In the drum rack MIDI clip, retrigger one or two slices for a small fill. Also try a tiny micro timing move. Take a kick or ghost hit slice and nudge it by a 1/16, or even just off grid a hair for shuffle. Bars 13 to 16. Do a variation. Pull out a kick slice for one beat. Filter the Reese down briefly, then open it back up right on the one. That slam back in moment feels like energy, but it doesn't require you to increase overall volume. Another pro-feeling move that costs basically no headroom, call and response between snare and bass. On the main snare moments, duck the bass a little more, or leave a tiny hole, like muting one 1/60 note. Then let the bass answer right after. It sounds intentional instead of messy. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you build this. First, starting too loud. If your break is already close to zero, you've already lost the headroom game. Second, boosting low end on both the break and the Reese. Decide a sub policy. Either the Amen has almost no sub and the bass owns it, or the bass mid is thinner and a separate sub track carries the weight. Beginners lose headroom by letting both sources kind of provide sub at the same time. Third, using the master limiter as a mix fix. If it's shaving 6 to 10 dB, you're crushing, not mixing. Fourth, too much stereo in the bass, especially down low. Keep the lows stable and mono-ish. Fifth, oversaturating before you clean up. Saturation adds energy. Clean first, then saturate, then trim. Let's do a quick mini practice exercise you can finish in about 10 to 15 minutes. Slice your amen to a drum rock using transients. Add utility and pull it down to minus 6 dB. Create a wave-eatable reese. Add utility and pull it down to minus 10 dB. Add sidechain compression on the reese, sidechained from the amen. Aim for about 4 dB of ducking. Build a 4-bar loop, bars 1 and 2, straight amen. Bar 3, do a small amen fill by moving 2 slices. Bar 4, filter the reese down, then open it right on the 1. Then check your master. You want it peaking around minus 6 to minus 3 dB. And the limiter barely working. Before we wrap up, one more coaching tip that often beats more processing: micro timing. If the bass feels like it's fighting the break, try nudging the reese MIDI note slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. You can use track delay or just move notes. That can make the groove feel tighter and reduce masking without adding any more compression. Let's recap the core workflow. Slice the amen to a drum rock and turn it down early. Utility at minus 6 dB is a great start.